Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. With me, I have Miles Burris. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Last time you were here, we talked about your first sack, and now we get to talk about your first interception. What is it like to be a rookie NFL player and have that feeling of not only, like I said, making your first sack, your first interception? What runs through your mind when this is happening to you?
It's all been moving so fast the whole season. It's constantly focusing on just one day at a time. So it's just when those opportunities present themselves, you're just playing as hard as you can and running to the ball and trying to make a play happen. And when it does, it's a great feeling to just be able to make a difference for your team.
Of course, Coach Allen has had a lot to say about you, always positive, and he even said that you were really, you know, making your stride in one game. Do you feel like you're getting in the groove of being a professional athlete?
I do, yeah. And this year was a lot of learning by experience, and I was very blessed to be able to get all the experience that I did starting the whole year and, you know, being an every down linebacker. It was just, it's like gold, being able to learn through experience, and I got that as a rookie, and I think it's all uphill from here.
Did you anticipate being able to play as much as you have this season? I mean, as a fourth-round draft pick, I don't know if you immediately think, maybe I'll get to play, or hopefully I'll show them, you know, on a couple of downs what I can do. What were your thoughts and expectations going in?
My only goal was to make the 53-man roster, to have an impact on the team somehow and in whatever role that they had for me. I didn't come in with any expectations as to, I'm going to start, I'm going to be an every down linebacker. I didn't let my mind go there. All I did was say, I'm going to give it everything I have, and I'm going to go in there with the mentality of trying to take a spot and make it work.
And does it work for you to actually be kind of a, I guess we can call you a bit of a hometown hero? You're here from Northern California, actually. Went to high school at Granite Bay. How much feedback do you get from the community here that knows and loves you?
A lot. I guess my family hears a lot more of it than I do. And, you know, they say it's a little bit wild. Just they feel like they're celebrities out there. And I haven't seen too much of that yet going home. It's all been business when I'm out here. And like a lot of people say, and it's cliche to say, but it really is surreal. A lot of it hasn't really hit me, you know, that I'm in the NFL and I'm playing and doing all this, because it moves so fast that all you can do is live in the moment and get better every day.
Do you get a chance to get to know your teammates very much?
Yeah, pretty well. I mean, you're with them so often, and you make a lot of friends. It's a tight-knit group, and even the older guys, they're good with you know, helping the rookies out and making sure we know what we're doing and getting us in touch with the history here.
Now, off time, who would you say, which player do you spend the most time with?
It's mostly just my linebackers. You know, it's just sometimes we'll go out to eat and they'll coordinate that, some of the older guys. But other than that, there's not too much free time.
All right. How would they describe you?
You know, I would hope that they'd say I'm a hard worker. And when we're in the facility, I'm all business, but I can loosen up and be a little goofy too.
I swear, I feel like you just got in my head. I was about to say, you're all business, aren't you?
I try to be.
All right, well, hopefully next season we'll get to learn a bit more about you, the non-business side. How about that?
Touche.
All right, we'll see. Raider fans, be sure to log on to Raiders.com each and every day for all of your Raider news and headlines, and, of course, to find out what's in the minds of our Raider players. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for watching Behind the Shield.